Ethereum ETFs opened at 1036B, but almost all of it was Grayscale US spot. Ethereum ETFs appeared to begin trading with $1036 billion already sitting inside them, a launch day figure that would rank among the largest fund debuts in history. According to filing data surfaced by CryptoSlate on August 29, 2026, 98.7% of that opening base did not come from new buyers. It came from Grayscale converting an existing trust into the ETF wrapper, moving assets that were already there rather than pulling in fresh capital. The distinction matters. A $10 billion launch reads like a wall of institutional demand hitting Ethereum on day one. The reality described in the filings is closer to an accounting migration. Dollars that had been locked inside a closed-end product simply changed their legal form. The reshuffle behind the headline Grayscale's Ethereum Trust held billions in ETH long before the spot ETF structure existed. When a trust converts to an ETF, its existing assets under management transfer into the new product on the first day. Those assets show up in the launch total, so the fund can report a 9 or 10 figure opening balance without a single new investor placing an order. That is what the 98.7% figure captures. Strip out the converted trust holdings and the genuinely new money on launch day was a small fraction of the $1036 billion headline, roughly $135 million by the filing math. That residual is the number worth watching because it measures actual appetite rather than repackaged legacy AUM. This is not a new pattern. When US spot Bitcoin ETFs launched in early 2024, Grayscale's GBTC conversion inflated the group's starting assets in the same way. And GBTC then bled outflows for months as holders rotated into cheaper competitors. The seeded balance and the flow direction told opposite stories. Reading the number that actually moved for anyone tracking whether institutions are stepping into ETH, the launch AUM is the wrong gauge. Net new creations, the daily inflows and outflows, reported per fund, are what show conviction. A converted trust can start large and still hemorrhage capital if the fee is uncompetitive, or holders were only waiting for a liquid exit. The price tape on launch day did not signal a demand surge either. As of August 29, 2026, ETH traded at $2,435, down 2.5% over 24 hours, with the broader market soft. Bitcoin at $70,470, down 2.8%, and Solana at $103.72, down 2.8%. A genuine $10 billion inflow would be hard to reconcile with a red tape across every major asset. The muted price action lines up with the filing story, not the headline story. Sentiment, by contrast, was still hot. The Fear and Greed Index read 76, firmly in greed territory, which is often where launches get oversold in the retelling. Greed markets tend to round conversions up into record demand and skip the footnote. The part that decides the next month, two things will confirm or kill the bullish read. First, the direction of daily flows in the weeks after launch. If the converted Grayscale product leaks assets to lower fee rivals the way GBTC did, the $1036 billion opening will shrink even as competitors grow. Second, whether the fresh creation number climbs off that thin launch day base. Steady new creations would show real institutional entry building slowly. Flat or negative creations would confirm the launch was mostly optics. None of this changes what an Ethereum ETF does for a buyer. It is regulated, exchange-traded exposure to ETH price, without the holder touching a wallet, a seed phrase, or a network. That convenience is the entire pitch, and it is also the reason ETF demand and on-chain activity can diverge. Someone buying the ETF is not spending ETH, staking it, or moving it through self-custody options. They are parking price exposure inside a brokerage account. For crypto users who want to actually use their holdings rather than watch a ticker, the ETF is orthogonal. Products like an Ether.fi card exist to let holders spend ETH-denominated balances directly, which is a different design decision from wrapping ETH in a fund and holding it flat. The ETF captures passive allocators. The spending rails capture people who treat crypto as money.